SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
SBS, a world of difference. You're with SBS Indonesian on mobile, online, and on radio.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia melalui telepon genggam, online, serta radio.
Selamat sore pendengar, kita berjumpa lagi dalam siaran SBS Audio Program Bahasa Indonesia. Saya Tia Arda yang menjadi pemandu acara Anda untuk hari ini, Jumat 16 Mei 2025. Sebelum memulai acara hari ini, kami ingin menyampaikan rasa hormat kami kepada pemilik tradisional tanah tempat program Bahasa Indonesia ini disiarkan pada saat ini di Sydney, yakni kepada masyarakat Kamilaroi dari bangsa Ku-ring-gai bersama para leluhur mereka. Penghormatan juga kami sampaikan kepada pemilik tanah tradisional bangsa Aborigin dan Torres Strait Islander. SBS Audio Program Bahasa Indonesia mengudara setiap hari Senin, Rabu, Jumat, dan Minggu pukul 3 sore. Siaran ini dipancar luaskan bagi Anda, para pendengar di kota-kota besar di Australia, dan tentunya bisa didengarkan melalui situs web sbs.com.au/indonesian atau melalui aplikasi SBS Audio dari manapun Anda berada. Tim SBS Indonesia telah menyiapkan beberapa rangkuman bagi Anda untuk hari ini.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Terima kasih pendengar Anda masih bergabung tentu bersama dengan SBS Audio Program Bahasa Indonesia untuk edisi hari Jumat kali ini. Bersama juga kunjungan Perdana Menteri Anthony Albanese di Indonesia tentu. Anda juga mengikuti perkembangannya. Tadi saya juga sempat berbicara dengan Chairwoman pimpinan dari Australia Indonesia Institute, Ibu Lydia Santoso, terkait dengan kunjungan ini. Berikut ini pernyataan beliau. Kalau dari sisi organisasimu yang kau ketuai saat ini, sebenarnya melihat hubungan kedua negara dan juga kunjungan Perdana Menteri ke Indonesia ini bagaimana, Mbak?
Ya, sangat positif ya, karena Indonesia selalu menjadi negara yang pertama kali Perdana Menteri mengunjungi sebagian besar. Dan saya sangat senang melihat Albanese di, you know, such a warm welcome kepada Indonesia, dan aku lihat sedikit snippet di YouTube, live recording di Istana, dan juga the one-on-one leaders meeting. So semoga, you know, dengan Presiden Prabowo in his new term, and then now sekarang Albanese 3 tahun ke depan, semoga mereka berdua leaders ya bisa mengeratkan hubungan. Kami juga sangat we are very good bahwa kembalinya Senator Penny Wong sebagai Menteri Luar Negeri, yang dia sangat memahami pentingnya hubungan kuat antara dua negara kami. Jadi dengan Albanese di re-elect, Penny Wong again as Foreign Minister, ini adalah kabar yang sangat baik bagi masa depan diplomasi dan juga ekonomi Indonesia dan Australia.
Selalu yang disebutkan kan biasanya adalah memperkuat itu a people to people
yes
relationship gitu ya. Tapi sebenarnya kalau secara negara atau secara organisasi kelembagaan ini yang paling tanda kutip didahulukan ini sebenarnya apa sih? Masalah finance, masalah perdagangan, masalah politik, pertahanan, gimana? Ada bocoran tidak dari defense?
Tidak ada bocoran. I'm the last to know. Jadi saya sudah berlibat di, you know, Australian-Indonesian bilateral relations sudah lama, dan menurut saya the last 2-3 tahun ini adalah in terms of regulation, ya, regulatory framework itu is the best we've ever had. Jadi kami punya di antara untuk dagang, ya, kita punya IACEPA, kita the government mengeluarkan report in the Southeast Asia Economic Strategy to 2040 yang memang memasukkan Indonesia sebagai priority market dan mengeluarkan 75 rekomendasi. The government sudah melakukan beberapa rekomendasi yang Nicholas Moore keluarkan. Jadi regulatory wise, you know, yang kita punya lah katalis, program-program banyak koneksi, landing pad, the deals team. Jadi program itu untuk bagian dagang regulation itu semuanya is very good. We've never had it so good. We never had so many things available. Tapi yang sayangnya adalah business Australia masih agak sedikit a bit scared maybe. Untuk menginvestasi. Jadi kalau trade is okay lah. I mean, it could be better, tapi untuk trading is fine, tapi investasi yang sangat menurun dan mengurang. Dan menurut saya kuncinya itu adalah people-to-people links. So the decline in bahasa Indonesia di Australia, terutama di New South Wales, itu is not good for the hubungan ke depan. And I think, you know, misconceptions of each other's country. And oleh karena itu, my job at the AII is even more important. Sangat-sangat penting, dan kami punya banyak masih banyak, you know, aktivitas yang kami harus lakukan untuk memperkuat itu. Jadi saya sih di New South Wales we've been working very hard dengan organisasi seperti AIA, AIA, pertama untuk menyelamatkan Bahasa Indonesia Extension untuk tidak dihapus dari kurikulum New South Wales. Jadi kita sudah we were successful in that, dan nanti tanggal 6 Juni kalau aku boleh plug sedikit, kita akan mengadakan Festival Indonesia untuk mahasiswa dari kelas 7 sampai 12 yang belajar bahasa Indonesia untuk datang ke University of Sydney, dan kita akan mengadakan Bahasa Indonesia Day. So the more we can do at that level is connecting our youth, connecting our and showcasing modern Indonesia, modern, you know, cultural Indonesia to Australians, I think is the key. Dan nanti kalau anak-anak sekarang yang di university, kalau mereka bisa bahasa Indonesia atau mengenal kultur Indonesia, nanti kalau mereka di boardroom, you know, in their professional life, Indonesia tidak begitu foreign for them, you know, it's like almost like, oh, why not? Or, you know, so that's the aim. We have to start, for me, with AII, start low. We have all these other program yang lain-lain, tapi menurut saya sih getting that level, that hook in young.
Dan kayaknya Mbak Lydia juga ngobrol ini dari pengalaman pribadi juga. Sebagai seseorang yang berbackground dua kultur, dua bahasa, begitu kan, di board room juga tadi disebutnya. Okay, tapi satu pertanyaan dulu. Tadi disebut bahwa mungkin kalau untuk investasi masih terlalu, tanda kutip, mungkin takut atau enggan, begitu. Sementara teorinya semuanya sudah baik, begitu kan, agreementnya ada, begitu. Jadi sebenarnya ini gara-gara misconception, okay. Tapi then di lapangan sendiri, apakah memang tidak semudah dan seindah teori tadi, Mbak Lydia?
Yeah, good things aren't easy to get, right? So, yeah, memang ada beberapa hambatan untuk membuka, you know, the floodgates of investasi. Dan itu adalah salah satu job for AIBC untuk menjadi saluran, ya, jembatan di antara dua. Ya, memang di Indonesia mungkin Business Australia agak selalu the same sort of questions about, you know, the legal system di Indonesia, how, you know, ease of business, doing business di Indonesia. Jadi itu memang salah satu hambatan yang sudah lama di, you know, menjadi sort of proses untuk a little bit hesitant. Tapi saya yakin, you know, Prabowo has just started his new term and he probably needs some more time to settle. And from what I hear, you know, the government department's operation budgets are being cut karena dia memprioritaskan, you know, nutritious meals program dan antara dan sebagainya. Ya, mungkin ada proses sedikit untuk settle down, dan semoga setelah itu settle down and kami bisa membuka saluran di antara dua belah, you know, pemerintah. Mm-hmm. Tetapi ada beberapa announcement sih yang mereka announce di the leaders meeting itu, yang juga berkenan dengan Katalis, program Prospera. So it's, I think it's just going to take time. Mm-hmm. Dan good news stories, good stories from Australian businesses yang you know, sukses di Indonesia, yeah, itu harus lebih diumumkan. Exactly. Yes. And also the other way as well. Mm. Indonesians yang berbisnis di Australia, mereka tend to be very much under the radar. Mm. Yeah, it's not their low-key, kind of low-key, which I love.
Yeah, yeah.
Tapi, you know, we need to celebrate them as well, karena mereka juga important, ya, sangat penting di hubungan ini, nggak harus satu arah.
Yeah.
And if I'm completely honest, Indonesia does not really need Australia. Like, we need Indonesia more. So I think we have a lot more work to do. Yeah, you know, like, Indonesians are so ramah. You do business very differently in Indonesia as you do over here. Mm. And from the business level, itu agak foreign untuk bisnis Australia, ya, untuk eksekutif Australia untuk melakukan bisnis secara, you know, misalnya saya di kantor,
yeah,
saya yang paling punya kantornya yang paling besar. Mm-hmm. Karena kalau my clients come, the whole village comes, right? Bukan cuma satu orang.
Betul.
Yeah. Jadi saya perlu ruang yang lebih luas.
Memadai, okay. Mm-hmm.
And sebelum kita really get down to the detail of what is your legal problem, aku harus, mbak dari mana panggilnya, mbak atau ibu atau ci atau siapa ya, anaknya berapa, umurnya berapa, tinggal di mana, like, semua pertanyaan ini tidak akan pernah ditanyakan dalam business to business Australia. Jadi, you know, dan kadang-kadang Australian business people are like, oh, kok mau tahu personal questions-nya, terlalu personal kan, gitu. Jadi,
approach-nya berbeda.
Approach-nya berbeda.
Dan pentingnya memahami kultur dua budaya ini.
Exactly.
Penting.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Jika Anda tinggal di kota di Australia, kemungkinan besar Anda akan menemukan buku yang bisa dibaca dengan mudah. Toko buku, perpustakaan lokal, toko serba atau department store, semuanya adalah tempat yang memudahkan Anda memperoleh bacaan yang sesuai dengan keinginan Anda. Namun, jika Anda tinggal beberapa jam dari kota terdekat, melewati jalan tanah yang sulit, atau bahkan tidak ada jalan sama sekali, yang tadi disebutkan bukanlah pilihan yang tersedia. Dan disitulah Indigenous Literacy Foundation berperan. Mereka baru saja melewati tonggak sejarah, pendengar, dengan mengirimkan 1 juta buku, banyak di antaranya dalam bahasa asli, ke sekitar 500 komunitas pribumi terpencil. Berikut ini rangkuman yang disusun oleh Alan Lee. Cindy Manfong adalah seorang wanita Jingili Mutbura dan Mangarai yang tinggal di Catherine di Northern Territory. Saat ini, ia adalah editor proyek penerbitan untuk Indigenous Literacy Foundation atau Yayasan Literasi Pribumi, ILF. Namun, saat ia masih kecil dulu, buku merupakan barang langka.
I think growing up a lot too, like I never, even just being in school and stuff, like I never really saw many books that, you know, were written or illustrated by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And just seeing what else is out there too.
Rekan kerja Miss Manfong di ILF adalah seorang perempuan Wiyabul, Zoe Kasim, kepala program organisasi tersebut. Ia mengatakan bahwa kurangnya buku yang ditulis oleh orang-orang bangsa pertama merupakan bagian dari masalah yang lebih besar.
If you think about our histories in this country, we've typically been left out of textbooks. And there was a period of time where we weren't allowed to speak our language, we weren't allowed to practice our cultures, and we were put onto missions and into different parts of the country that we had never had connection to. So you have generations of people that were removed directly from country and therefore our language and our cultural practices.
Ms. Kasim mengatakan, dari pengalamannya sendiri, akses mendapatkan buku memperluas wawasan dan imajinasi.
For me, when I was growing up, books were my escape. Books were my way of going beyond the town that I grew up in. I could imagine fighting dragons and I could imagine wielding swords and that kind of stuff. And it was the most beautiful thing, to the point where, like, I love reading stories to my kids and I love having that kind of escape.
Program Book Supply dari ILF telah memberikan kesempatan kepada ribuan orang di komunitas terpencil. Program ini, pendengar, baru saja mencapai tonggak sejarahnya dengan menyediakan 1 juta buku bagi ratusan komunitas terpencil di seluruh Australia, di mana setengah dari buku-buku itu ditulis oleh orang Aborigin dan penduduk Kepulauan Selat Torres. Buku-buku ini memungkinkan kaum muda Australia melihat diri mereka sendiri tercermin dalam buku-buku tersebut. Ben Bowen, seorang pria wirajuri yang menjadi CEO dari ILF, menyampaikan berikut ini.
We're not just talking about books in cupboards, we're talking about books that are in classrooms, that are in health services, that are in community services, that are in actual people's homes and on bookshelves, you know. There are kids with books now in all these communities, and it's incredible to see that change.
Program Book Supply merupakan inisiatif ILF yang sudah berjalan paling lama. Program ini dimulai pada tahun 2004 sebagai Riverbend Readers Challenge yang dibuat oleh pendiri ILF, Susie Wilson AM, untuk mengumpulkan dana bagi kesempatan literasi di daerah terpencil di Australia. Zoe Kasi mengatakan bahwa faktor logistik untuk mendistribusikan buku-buku ke masyarakat jadi tantangannya.
Catherine is like a hub where things get then sent out to communities. So imagine going from our warehouse in Melbourne. They have to then fly to Darwin, travel by truck to Catherine, then travel by truck out to these communities. It takes weeks for these books to get to where they're supposed to. Because access is on a dirt road, or it's by helicopter, or it's by barge. It's not just a Big W or a Kmart. It's not just down the road.
Dan logistik seperti ini tidak murah. Begitu pula dengan buku. Ben Bowen mengatakan ILF hanya berhasil karena dukungan yang antusias.
It's important to recognize how many people have helped us get here. You know, this is not something that was done overnight or a flash in the pan. It's something that's taken nearly 2 decades for us to deliver. There are countless people and too many to name that have helped us get there, but they're all still walking with us. The publishers do look after us, and you know, they give us access to these books at quite a healthy rate. But look, even shipping these books out, we couldn't do this without our partner Australia Post, and it's incredible, like, to try to explain how to get a book out to some of these remote communities.
Mr. Bowen mengatakan hanya dengan $10, mereka dapat memberikan buku kepada seorang anak di komunitas terpencil.
dan mereka telah melakukannya jutaan kali. Sini Man Fong bekerja untuk Book Supply selama beberapa tahun sebelum pindah ke perannya saat ini. Ia mengatakan 1 juta buku merupakan tonggak sejarah yang sangat istimewa.
I have no words to describe it, to be honest. Like, I just, it was a really, just a special feeling, I guess, knowing that we've hit 1 million. Because again, when I was doing Book Supply, we were only up to like a couple of thousands or so. So just getting it out there that we've now hit 1 million is a very incredible feeling.
Sementara Ben Bowen menambahkan bahwa ini adalah permulaan yang baik.
Oh, look, another 5 million, I reckon. This is not slowing down at all. In recent years, about 4 years ago, we were delivering about 70,000 books, 75,000 books. It's gone up to 150,000 books. The demand is growing. Off our data, we are not even really hitting half the marketplace here. There's a lot of need out there still, and where it's not about saturating the market, it's really about getting good books out there.
Saat ini pendengar, ILF tidak hanya mendistribusikan buku, tetapi juga menerbitkan buku yang ditulis oleh anggota masyarakat terpencil, di mana banyak di antaranya dalam bahasa pertama atau bahasa asli. Sejauh ini, mereka telah menerbitkan lebih dari 100 buku yang mencerminkan lebih dari 30 bahasa pribumi. Zoe Kasi mengatakan bahwa proyek tersebut melestarikan dan memelihara bahasa dan budaya pribumi, serta memperkuat rasa memiliki, kepercayaan diri, dan kesejahteraan.
It's the power of the ILF in supporting communities to tell their stories their way and share their connections and their histories and their cultures with everyone. Because it's a shared history, it's a shared story, and no matter where you are in this country, the moment you set foot on Australian soil, you're on Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander land, and that therefore becomes your history too. So to be able to have books that you see Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander languages and cultures, it's a beautiful testament to the intergenerational strength that we have in our communities.
Demikian tadi mendengar rangkuman yang disusun oleh Alan Lee untuk SBS News dan dibawakan oleh Tia Arda untuk SBS Indonesia.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
SBS, celebrating 50 years. Here's another fast fact.
Did you know that in 1978, the Northern Territory was granted self-government under its own administrator, appointed by the Governor-General? A year later, the Northern Territory Parliament assumed responsibility for most state-related functions.
It was also the year radio stations 2EA and 3EA were broadcasting now in more than 40 languages.
Discover more at sbs.com.au/sbs50.
Ada lebih dari 3.200 penipuan berkedok asmara dilaporkan oleh warga Australia tahun lalu, di mana mengakibatkan kerugian lebih dari 23 juta dolar. Seiring semakin canggihnya penipu, siapapun yang mencari cinta kini dapat menjadi korban tipu daya mereka. Dalam Australia Explained, episode kali ini pendengar, para ahli berbagi informasi tentang bagaimana cara kerja penipu, tanda-tanda apa yang perlu diwaspadai, dan apa yang harus dilakukan jika Anda menjadi korban penipuan asmara atau romance scam. Ketika ibunya memberitahu bahwa ia telah bertemu dengan seseorang 25 tahun setelah perceraiannya, Kylie Dennis merasa gembira. Namun tanda bahaya mulai terlihat bagi mantan polisi itu ketika sang ibu mengatakan ia telah berbicara dengan pria ini selama 6 bulan tanpa bertemu secara langsung.
And then she said, "Oh, look, he's currently in Turkey just finalizing a contract, a gas pipeline contract." Okay, that seems like a reasonable story as well. Until she said to me, "And we've been talking for 6 months." So that was my first red flag.
Ketika ibunya mengirim foto pria itu, Kylie mulai mencari tahu. Dengan melakukan pencarian gambar dengan proses terbalik, ia mendapati bahwa foto-foto itu bukan foto pria Australia yang seharusnya menjadi pacar ibunya.
Found out that the photos belong to a real estate agent in America. The real estate agent married with a daughter, with a grandson. He was not in Turkey. He wasn't an Australian man. His wife had not died, you know, in Orange. So I sort of started to put that together. Then I had to break her heart. So I, you know, I, because of my background, I was quite firm but kind. And I said to Mum, listen, you are a victim of a scam.
Ibunya menyangkal telah mengirimkan uang kepada penipu tersebut, tetapi Kylie Dennis yakin bahwa ibunya mungkin telah melakukannya dan terlalu malu untuk mengakuinya. Pengalaman ini mendorongnya untuk meluncurkan Two-Face Investigations, sebuah layanan yang mengkhususkan diri dalam mengungkap penipu asmara. Ia menjelaskan bahwa hampir semua penipuan asmara ini dimulai di aplikasi kencan atau platform media sosial seperti Facebook dan mengikuti pola yang sama.
You go online, you find what you would classify as being your perfect mate, and that relationship develops very quickly. You come off, they ask you to come off the dating app. You go onto a messaging platform and then an intimate conversation starts, and then you find the scammers find your sort of core values and what you like and dislike. And that relationship starts very quickly. And then as it continues, then they start asking for financial assistance due to an emergency.
Katriona Lowe adalah Wakil Ketua Komisi Persaingan dan Konsumen Australia atau Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, yang biasa disingkat ACCC, yang mengelola Pusat Anti Penipuan Nasional. Ia mengatakan bahwa meskipun beberapa hubungan ini berkembang dengan cepat, banyak penipu yang bermain dalam jangka panjang.
Often the scammer will invest quite a lot of time in establishing what seems like a real emotional connection before they then turn to executing the scam. So it can feel very real.
Jika Anda melakukan kencan secara online atau daring, ada beberapa hal yang dapat menandakan penipuan asmara. Katriona Lowe memperingatkan tentang love bombing.
And that might be where early on the scammer makes sometimes many times a day contacts, is professing love or strong affection really early on in an attempt to really sweep their victim off their feet.
Setelah koneksi ini terjalin, penipu seringkali kemudian memindahkan percakapan dari aplikasi kencan tersebut ke platform pengiriman pesan terenkripsi, seperti misalnya WhatsApp dan email, sehingga lebih sulit dilacak. Bagi Kylie Dennis, tanda bahaya terbesar adalah ketika seseorang mencari-cari alasan untuk tidak bisa bertemu secara langsung.
So let's say they are a businessman or businesswoman. They report that they work on an oil rig, or they're a doctor, or they're a soldier, but something that doesn't allow them to be here in Australia or here where you are living. And there'll always be a reason why they can't meet up with you.
Dr. Ritesh Chuk adalah seorang associate professor dan pakar sosioteknologi dari Central Queensland University. Ia menjelaskan bahwa tanda-tanda penipuan asmara adalah ketika penipu menghadapi situasi mendesak yang mengharuskan mereka mendapatkan bantuan keuangan.
They'll invent a medical emergency. They might request for money or travel expenses to visit the victim. Because they'll say them, we don't have money to visit you, so give us some money. They might point out the victim to business troubles or frozen bank accounts. They'll say, well, we don't have access to money, so can you give us some money? They might say that they have a family member who is in crisis.
Kylie Dennis mengatakan bahwa para penipu ini sering kali mengisolasi korbannya, meminta kerahasiaan.
My mum did it for 6 months, and I would speak to my mum a couple of times a week. At no time did she ever tell me that she was dating online, because the scammers had manipulated her to tell her that I wouldn't understand. So it's really important that you tell somebody that you're online dating, because it's okay to go online dating. go online, find your perfect match. Just don't give them any money.
Dr. Ritesh Chuk memperingatkan bahwa penipu juga mencuri uang melalui peluang investasi palsu yang seringkali melibatkan mata uang kripto.
So what they'll ask you to do is to invest in cryptocurrency programs. They will initially show you small profits. After they've shown you those small profits, they will then ask you to make larger investments. Once you've made those larger investments, the scamsters will disappear.
Para penipu pendengar semakin sering menggunakan teknologi kecerdasan buatan atau AI untuk membuat foto dan video yang realistis. Jadi, panggilan video ini tidak cukup untuk memverifikasi identitas seseorang. Pusat Anti Penipuan Nasional melaporkan bahwa korban yang berusia di atas 55 tahun menderita kerugian finansial terbanyak. Dr. Chuk mencatat bahwa meskipun orang dewasa yang berusia lebih tua, janda, janda cerai, penduduk adat dan penyandang disabilitas sering menjadi sasarannya, siapapun dapat menjadi korban.
They usually focus on people who are emotionally isolated, financially stable, or inexperienced with online dating. But having said that, anyone can be a victim, including younger people, because these scammers will usually tailor their approach based on the victim's background and online activity.
Ia menambahkan bahwa para migran juga menjadi sasaran karena berbagai alasan.
Language barriers, limited digital literacy, and cultural expectations around relationships often make these individuals more vulnerable. And scammers also exploit their trust and traditional values.
Jika Anda menduga telah ditipu, pendengar, segera hubungi bank Anda untuk menghentikan transaksi lebih lanjut dan mengubah kata sandi daring Anda. Hubungi ID Care untuk mendapatkan dukungan dan laporkan penipuan tersebut ke Scam Watch yang dipimpin oleh National Anti-Scam Center. Dr. Ritesh Chuk menjelaskan mengapa pelaporan ini merupakan hal yang penting.
Through all of this, we know that scammers are highly skilled manipulators who prey on trust and emotions. Feeling shame or embarrassment is natural, but reporting the scam can help prevent others from falling into the same trap. There's no doubt that victims deserve support. Talk to someone you trust, reach out to family, friends, or professional counseling services, and please report. Because by reporting the scam, you take back control and you contribute to the fight against these crimes.
Untuk mengetahui lebih lanjut atau melaporkan penipuan, silakan Anda mengunjungi scamwatch.gov.au. Ikuti podcast Australia Explained untuk mendapatkan informasi dan kiat-kiat berharga lain tentang cara beradaptasi dengan kehidupan baru Anda di Australia. Jika Anda memiliki pertanyaan atau ide topik, silakan kirimkan email ke australiaexplained@sbs.com.au. Demikian tadi pendengar, rangkuman Australia Explained yang disusun oleh Audrey Bourget dan dibawakan oleh Tia Arda untuk SBS Indonesia.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
SBS.
This is SBS Radio.
As SBS turns 50, we're looking back at our biggest stories.
In 1978, Egypt made peace with Israel. The Camp David Accords recognized the rights of the Palestinian people, and a process was to be implemented guaranteeing their full autonomy within 5 years. The withdrawal of Israeli troops from the West Bank and Gaza was to occur after an election of a self-governing authority. The fate of Jerusalem was, however, excluded from this agreement. Secret negotiations for the treaty took place for 12 days at Camp David, and then Egyptian President Anwar Sadat and Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin signed the treaty on the 17th of September 1978 at the White House.
But we should all recognize the substantial achievements that have been made
a framework for peace in the Middle East.
Discover more at sbs.com.au/sbs50.
Hal-hal apa yang sebenarnya bisa menyebabkan Anda dideportasi atau visa Anda dibatalkan?
I have some friends worried someone might have reported them after they mistakenly worked more hours than they should. Do you know of anyone who's had their visa cancelled because of a report?
My first 14 months in Australia, I paid for 3 traffic fines. Will this stop me from getting my citizenship down the line?
Oh, you got a fine for going through a red traffic light arrow. I'm planning to apply for a visa within a month. Could someone tell me if this will affect my visa application?
I worked more than 48 hours thinking my session was finished. What will be the consequences? Will they deport if they find out? I'm scared.
Ini adalah pertanyaan umum yang beredar di masyarakat dan dunia maya. SBS Examines episode ini pendengar akan membahas bagaimana kompleksitas sistem migrasi menimbulkan ketakutan dan kesalahpahaman terkait dengan hak-hak Anda.
Yes, absolutely. I think there should be more out there for migrants on their rights.
Itu tadi adalah Sunil, pria berusia 25 tahun asal India yang namanya telah diubah karena alasan privasi. Ia adalah pemegang visa di Australia. Tahun lalu, Sunil berada dalam situasi yang sulit setelah membeli mobil dari penjual pribadi melalui Facebook Marketplace. Sunil mengatakan bahwa setelah ia mengendarainya, mobil itu mulai mengeluarkan suara-suara aneh.
I went back to the owner and he said he would look into, but told me to still take the car.
Sunil kemudian memutuskan untuk memperbaiki sendiri mobil itu dan membayarkan selisih biaya perbaikan ini kepada pemiliknya.
Then the seller started threatening me and said his solicitor will contact me and see me in court.
Sunil mengatakan ia akan memenangkan kasus tersebut jika maju ke pengadilan.
But because of my visa status and being afraid of going to court and what that would do to my record, I just had to pay extra to get the car repaired myself.
Dan ia bukanlah satu-satunya yang memiliki pemikiran seperti ini.
There is a fear in my community of visas being revoked when it comes to fines. They just pay them, even if they know when sometimes they are not at fault or get wrongly fined. They just don't want to challenge it or go through the process in court. It will be costly and may show up in future police checks.
Banyak juga yang memiliki pemikiran serupa, baik itu berkaitan dengan situasi kekerasan di tempat kerja maupun dalam keluarga.
We do hear a lot from our clients that they've been told something about a visa being cancelled or being deported.
Itu tadi adalah komentar dari Anne Emmanuel, pengacara utama di Immigration Advice and Rights Center. Ketika ancaman itu dilontarkan, ia mengatakan kliennya menjadi takut terhadap seseorang yang memiliki kekuasaan untuk memutuskan status visanya di negara ini. Anne mengatakan para pemegang visa yang tidak memiliki akses untuk memperoleh informasi yang independen dan kredibel menyebabkan kesalahpahaman.
Access to justice generally, and particularly in this space, is difficult, particularly due to funding. I think part of it as well is a lack of access to information that's delivered in a way that is in language. So our service, when we're talking to clients, we're using interpreters, but it's a large cost for us. And so for other services as well, that can be a factor in how well they're able to communicate information.
Ia mengatakan faktor lainnya adalah ketidakseimbangan kekuasaan.
Between an employer and someone that they've employed. The power imbalance between someone who has lived here for years or English as a first language compared to someone who doesn't have that skill or that background is particularly part of the factors that are leading into this misinformation.
Anne mengatakan hal ini menyebabkan orang-orang bertahan di tempat kerja, situasi atau hubungan yang tidak aman.
We've seen this particularly with people who have been nominated and employed through the PALM scheme, particularly in regional areas. We've seen them being told that their visa is ended or cancelled and they're being deported on Monday or a day really soon. That's quite a common example we've seen, particularly in the recent years.
PALM, yang dikenal juga sebagai Skema Mobilitas Tenaga Kerja Australia Pacific atau Pacific Australia Labour Mobility Scheme, memungkinkan tempat usaha yang memenuhi syarat untuk merekrut pekerja guna membantu mengisi kesenjangan tenaga kerja bidang pertanian di daerah pedesaan dan regional.
You can get employers, look, I'll be quite frank, who may be, you know, abusing the system. He doesn't want to lose the workforce because if they say, well, others are getting better opportunity than I am, but I can't run because he's got the passports with them, or saying, look, if you go, I'm going to cancel a visa. Now, to me, it only works on those who are not informed.
Itu tadi komentar Peter Foliaki, pejabat penghubung negara untuk skema PALM. Dari pengalamannya, ia mampu mengidentifikasi isu-isu utama yang berdampak pada kesejahteraan para pekerja asal Vanuatu di Australia. Ia menyebut operasi skema PALM ini sebagai kekacauan yang terorganisasi, yang berarti para pekerja tidak memiliki pengetahuan tentang hak-hak mereka dan kontrak yang mereka tanda tangani. Pita mendorong agar kesenjangan dalam sistem tersebut ditutup sehingga pekerja memiliki informasi yang akurat tentang hak-hak dan tanggung jawab mereka.
We need to take a step back and find out when an information from Australia gets to Vanuatu, how is that information given through a stakeholder that may not be the right person to speak even though they're in that position? Like an agent. Unless the agent knows the ins and outs, the agent needs to be responsible to speak with the farm and say, look, what's the reality on the ground? But see, that's going to be hard to get because that's a gap in the system that needs to be closed.
Hal ini membuat orang takut mereka akan dideportasi jika majikan mereka memerintahkan demikian.
What we do is we educate and equip workers. Keep it simple. We're not going to talk about all these, you know, like, oh, you have this visa and it's a subclass, this, it's this, these are the conditions, these are, we don't tell them that. We just say, look, an employer cannot cancel your visa because it's not in his power. It's that simple. They cannot take your passport. They cannot threaten to cancel your visa. Your employer can put in the request to cancel your visa, but it's not in their power. They cannot. That's with the Australian government, specifically Home Affairs. They have the power.
Jadi, apa sebenarnya yang dapat menyebabkan visa Anda dibatalkan?
The first thing to be really clear on is that only the Minister for Immigration or a delegate of the Minister within the Department of Home Affairs has any of those powers. So if someone is saying, I'm going to get your visa cancelled or you're going to be deported as such, is incorrect, it is misinformation.
Anne mengatakan ketentuan pembatalan visa ini cukup luas, namun dapat dikategorikan menjadi berkaitan dengan karakter, hal-hal seperti kriminalitas, melanggar ketentuan visa, sejak awal tidak memenuhi syarat untuk memperoleh visa, atau jika informasi palsu diberikan untuk memperoleh visa.
Generally though in this context, if it's a delegate, so if it's Home Affairs making that consideration, we're looking at a discretion, so it's not something that has to happen, and there should generally be a notice first and a chance to comment. So there is still a process that has to be followed.
Anne menyarankan bahwa jika Anda khawatir dengan status visa Anda, Anda sebaiknya mencari nasihat hukum yang independen dan rahasia.
Another key thing is knowing how the Department of Home Affairs communicates with you. Is that through a partner? Is that through a migration lawyer? Are you not sure? It's helpful to find out or update the department. It's helpful to know how to check your own visa status. So through the Department of Home Affairs website, you can do a VIVO check.
Rangkuman ini pendengar diproduksi oleh SBS Examines bersama dengan Tejinder Singh dan dibawakan oleh Tia Arda untuk SBS Indonesia. Untuk mengetahui informasi lainnya, silakan kunjungi sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help. You save. Valid through 5/28. Mole shopper excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.